Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined on the phone today. I have Miss Illinois, Ariel Beverly. Good morning, Ariel. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so you are from East Moline, Illinois. And
yes.
You were crowned on June 15th of this year, Miss Illinois in Marion.
Yes,
what was
correct.
That like?
Well, it was a really surreal evening for sure. It wasn't something that I was expecting to happen. I had a job lined up north. I had an apartment signed for. So actually earning the job as Miss Illinois was insane. To be honest, I barely even remember it.
Really?
I barely remember the night. Yeah, it kind of all blacked out for me. It was just so wild. But we've been doing some great things so far, and I think that's my most exciting part of being Miss Illinois, and what I was most looking forward to is just all of the opportunities that we're going to come with the job.
Okay. So have you competed in pageants all your life, or?
No, I actually started competing in 2014.
Oh, okay.
I was already in college, and I decided just to give it a try. I had never really done anything like that. I've performed and I've been involved in the arts, but never anything like a pageant type competition. So I decided to give it a try. And from the first one, I was hooked. And here we are today.
What is it about a pageant that hooked you?
Well, I really loved the chance to continue performing on stage. I was a musician at the time. And I played flute, and I really loved playing and performing, so it gave me an opportunity to continue that. But it was also a really good chance to earn scholarship money, being someone who was going to be supporting myself all through college. That was something that was really important to me, so I definitely wanted to see what that was all about. And to be honest, what really kept me hooked was the sisterhood that's built. All the stigmas and stereotypes of pageants and those types of competitions being really kind of scary and cutthroat, that's not the case. They're very empowering and supportive, and you make so many amazing friends. So that's I think, what kept me competing.
Okay. And how many pageants have you competed in?
I think it's either 12 or 13 if you include my time's going to Miss Illinois.
Okay.
Yes.
And you still have Miss America coming up, right?
Correct.
All right. And that is in December?
Right. December 19th on NBC.
Okay. Let's talk. You went to college. You started off at your local junior college. That's Blackhawk, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then you went from there where?
Illinois State University.
And why did you choose Illinois State?
They have an amazing teaching program, and being that I wanted to become an art teacher, that just seemed like a really good place to go. Not too far from home, really great program. So I'm proud to be a Redbird.
Okay. Do you think that the education you got at Blackhawk helped you in the junior college at Illinois State? Was it a bonus going to junior college first?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it was better or anything like that, but I did have a full scholarship to Blackhawk College.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a really great opportunity to get my 2 years out of the way for 100% free of tuition. Mm-hmm. So that was a really great opportunity there. But I did have a really good time at Blackhawk. I learned a lot. I had some amazing professors that I still keep in contact today. So I do value those years at Blackhawk College.
Okay. And what's the best part of Illinois State?
Oh, gosh. I think that Illinois State is just a really good melting pot of people all over Illinois. And having so many different programs and majors and degrees, you really meet people of all different walks of life there. And I think that was my favorite part, because of going to Illinois State, I've got friends from all over the state now.
Oh, okay.
And that's really fun.
All right.
Yeah.
So What is your life like now that you're Miss Illinois? Are you you're traveling the state right now, meeting people, right?
Yes. I'm constantly on the move. Right now I'm on my media tour, and it's about 2 weeks of just constant going and going. I have a lot of radio and TV interviews promoting the organization as well as my social impact initiative, arts education, but also a lot of other things, which is just about, you know, getting out in the community, helping out where I can, visiting Children's Miracle Network hospitals. That's a partner with the Miss America organization, and really just anything else that comes my way.
Okay. So you get to choose a platform, or you get to use your platform for an issue that is dear to you, and you've chosen arts and education. Why arts and education? Other than you are an art teacher, right?
Right. Well, the arts have always had a really solid impact on my life. I have been involved in dance, theater, art, music, all of them. So I've seen a lot of the disparities, I guess you could say, in the programs across the state through my teaching experiences, as well as just being involved with them. And I really just want to be an advocate and a voice for keeping the conversation going about why the arts are important, because it's not just about making a future artist or musician. It's about all of the skills that you gain from being involved in the arts, whether it's time management, dedication, creative problem-solving skills. These are all things that can be applied to other parts of your life, whether you're going to be an artist or musician or not. So I think it's really important that we keep those as a core part of curriculum, and that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing.
Are most high schools, junior high schools, are they phasing art out, or is it just completely gone?
Well, it really depends. So it really depends on the district. Sometimes they're really supportive of the arts, and sometimes they don't care at all. However, 80% of districts across the state do not require an art credit to graduate. So that's part of the reason that they are deteriorating a little bit, because they aren't a requirement. They are not something that shows up on standardized tests. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they aren't vital in the eyes of the curriculum. And so I'm just working on that.
Okay.
Trying to keep exactly. Yeah.
You know, there are people in my class from high school who played football all 4 years, and they also played in the band, and they're still playing their musical instruments, but they're not playing football. And I thought that would that would be an interesting anecdote for you. The arts are something you can take throughout your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
They continue on.
They are.
And they're important to me and my family, because my daughter is in college now, and she is studying interior design, and my other daughter has a degree in graphic design. So you've hit upon something that's very close to my heart as well, the arts. So what are some of the statistics? Why are the arts so important for students?
Well, I think when it comes down to it, the arts in school are sometimes just a reason to get kids to be motivated to come to school in the first place. For example, in low socioeconomic status areas, students who are involved in the arts are 5 times more likely to graduate than their peers that are not involved in the arts. 5 times. That is insane. Like, the way I see it is, if the arts are having that much of an impact on simply graduation rates, I don't see why we don't have more of the arts involved in the curriculum, because that's one of the big issues I think Illinois is facing right now, is just having students want to be in school and want to become successful.
Okay. Does it help being creative with the arts? Does that creativity translate into creativity in other areas of your life?
Absolutely, because creativity in the arts, I consider it like mind exercise. So pretty much you're just working those creative juices in your mind, and you're able to apply that whenever you might be trying to solve a problem, if you're in architecture, or if you are creating some sort of mechanical invention or anything like that in any other courses you may be taking in high school, you can apply those creative thought processes, and as well as into any career you end up going into. It makes things less objective and more subjective.
Let me ask you how the arts have influenced you.
Well, I've always been a very creative person, and I think that the arts have really given me a good sense of independence, because mm-hmm. I take such pride in creating things that are solely mine. And I think it's really good to let people have that feeling of independence and pride in something that they create, because the more we let people do that, the more that they will think, oh, I can make an impact. I can do something. I can make something new. I can have my own ideas. And that's how we progress in the world, is new ideas, not just studying and memorizing things that already exist.
Okay.
And so I've always had a really big passion for creating new things. And I've actually been an entrepreneur selling things that I've made ever since high school. So not only is it just something that I enjoy, but it's become a bit of a business for myself as well.
Okay. And have you always been business-minded with your art or community-minded?
I think so. Yeah. I always love making artwork, especially for myself. However, mm-hmm. I do want to, make money if I can. I want to, sustain my work by doing so. And so using Etsy and different art galleries and art shows as a way to do that, it's been a really great way to not only, make money, but also promote myself as an artist and now as an art advocate.
And not only that, you've also been socially aware from a very young age. Reading your bio, you helped raise or collect food for the needy at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you come about that program?
Well, when I went to United Township in East Moline, every year for the homecoming week, we had a competition with all of the other schools in the area for raising food for the food bank, for the Quad City Food Bank. And so we would also have these competitions, I guess you could call them, within our schools, and pretty much just collecting as much food as possible. And then we would actually deliver it to the food bank if we were in the student council, which I was. And so I got to be a part of that process as well. But the way that I collected food wasn't just going to the store, collecting money and going to the store and buying it. I actually went door to door around my entire town, even a little bit outside of my town. And I would start like a good month before homecoming even came. And so I would collect up so much, and I would actually be the highest collector of the entire school for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And what motivated you to go out and collect food? It was just to win this competition, or you were concerned about the needy?
Oh, no, I was concerned. I had a few friends of mine that had told me about how they use the food bank, and I didn't really realize that that was a thing. I mean, I knew there was hunger out there. Everyone knows that, but they forget that there's a need for that right there in their own communities. And mm-hmm. I actually volunteered at the food bank through one of the clubs I was in at my high school. And so that also played into that, because I would help distribute food to families coming in to pick up. And I got to know some of them from time to time. And it's wild to imagine that there's people that you maybe even talk to every day that are in your lives that might be struggling with hunger. So that's something that really motivated me to participate in that program.
Okay. Let's talk about your future. You've got the Miss America contest coming up in December. Mm-hmm. Do you know what your schedule is? When do you head out to that?
So the competition is December 19th, and I'm not quite sure when I'll be heading that way yet, but probably about 2 weeks beforehand.
Okay.
The competition, there's quite a few days that lead up to the competition itself. So.
Okay. And where is the Miss America contest being held this year?
It's going to be in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So you'll be in Connecticut for the winter.
Yes, it'll be very cold.
What is it about, what is it that, you know, I don't understand about the competition? I mean, it is hard work, right?
Yes, it is. But I think that something about the competition and organization itself that a lot of people maybe don't know is that the Miss America organization is evolving. We have changed to what we call a 2.0 system, where we have eliminated the swimsuit part of competition, and we focus mostly on that social impact initiative, what every young woman has to offer, making it such a more inclusive program for girls to be a part of. The Miss America organization is the top provider of scholarships to young women in the country. And that's not highlighted enough, I don't think, because everyone's always surprised to hear that it's not just, it's not a beauty pageant, it's a scholarship program. There's not one score point on the for the competition that has anything to do with beauty. It is not a beauty pageant. And so that's what we're really trying to get away from and really open up the world's eyes to what we all have to offer.
How much in scholarship money are we talking?
Well, Miss America earns $50,000 in scholarship, and then every state title holder wins a significant amount depending on the state. For example, when I won the title of Miss Illinois, I won a $10,000 scholarship, and that is pretty much going to knock out the majority of what I had left in student loans.
Oh, okay.
So that's incredible. And then even when we get down to the local competitions, every winner receives a scholarship as well. And that's not to be confused that only winners receive scholarships, because that's not the case. Every single person who competes at the state level receives a scholarship, and every single person that competes at Miss America receives a scholarship.
Okay. I'm reading here that in the last 2 years, the Miss America organization and its state competitions have awarded nearly $6 million in scholarships. That's an amazing amount.
It is.
What would you say to young ladies who are possibly thinking about running for Miss Illinois?
I would say give it a try. It's not an extremely expensive thing to try. I wore my prom dress and a couple things I already had in my closet, and I made it work. And that's how you can get started in this system and do a great job, to be honest. Everyone always thinks pageants, oh, you have to be super wealthy to do that. That's not the case. The Miss America organization is very affordable to be a part of, and it has so many incredible opportunities that come from it. It's such a great way to show the world what you have to offer on such a unique platform.
Now, you're not going to wear your prom dress for Miss America contest, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I definitely evolved through those stages in my time competing.
Okay. What do you want to do after your reign is done with Miss Illinois?
To be honest, I'm keeping my mind very open. I've actually already had a job offer since being Miss Illinois at a TV station, so that's kind of crazy. But I'm probably going to be going back to school for my master's. We'll see, because there are a lot of other scholarships that I have at my fingertips to utilize if I desire to. And I think I will.
Oh, okay. So someday we may see you on TV?
Maybe.
or in films?
Who knows?
Or
maybe. I'm definitely living in that maybe world.
Oh, okay. Or in the local art gallery, right?
Oh, yes. I would definitely see that.
So are you getting back to your initiative, arts in the schools?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking to a lot of superintendents and principals around Illinois?
I haven't talked to any superintendents or principals yet. They'll be on the list, but I'm starting with the big picture first. So I actually have an Include the Arts postcard program starting right now, where I will be awarding a $1,000 scholarship courtesy of Blick Art Materials to an art program that needs any funds for their supplies and whatnot. And then all of these little pieces of artwork that are going to be entered for this contest, they are going to also be taken in for a visit to see Governor Pritzker to start a conversation about what we can do in arts education in Illinois right now. But on top of that, I'm also speaking to mayors across Illinois, asking them to make proclamations to create an Arts and Education Day following Arts and Education Week, which was decided by Congress. So I've already gotten Peoria on board, and I will be working my way around Illinois for the rest of my year.
Okay. Well, good luck to you in the Miss America contest.
Thank you.
And good luck with your postcard initiative. I don't think we let's talk about it before we hang up.
Yeah.
You're sending out blank postcards to children, and they get to draw whatever they want on it, right?
Correct. Some schools I am dropping them off physically, but there's also a printable version on includethearts.com so that any teacher across Illinois can have access to it, because I can't get everywhere before it's over. But it's available on there, and then pretty much they fill out the card, make any type of artwork they want on the blank side, and then they can send it in or submit it through Instagram, and then we will narrow down to a winner.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So good luck at Miss America, and good luck in your year, and here's to more arts in the school, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for today.